The Board of Fish has a lot of power over one of Alaska's cornerstone resources, so the composition of the seven-member body and how it balances interests can cause quite a hullabaloo. One ongoing point of contention is geography.
Currently, the board has only one coastal member, John Jensen from Petersburg.
That's how Speaker Louise Stutes, a Kodiak Republican, speaking at a joint committee meeting last weekend.
The other six members are from Anchorage, Willow, Eagle, and Fairbanks. The balance is not acceptable to any community that relies on commercial fishing, one of Alaska's greatest industries.
It's not just where they live, it's also how they allocate fish between the often competing interests of commercial, subsistence, and sport users. Recently, a commercial fishing industry group has organized opposition to current chairwoman Marit Carlson-Van Dort. Speaking to lawmakers, Carlson-Van Dort defended her record, saying she listens to all sides.
I have done all that I know to do to make sure that I have been honest and transparent with the public. Everybody knows that the Board of Fisheries process is a very public and very involved process.
United Fishermen of Alaska, an industry group that represents harvesters and processors, called on the commercial fleet to oppose her.
She said earlier today that she's worked hard to broker compromise. I did not see that whatsoever. In fact, it seemed like the opposite of that.
One of those was Kodiak fisherman Danielle Ringer. She recalled feeling like Carlson-Van Dort came to a recent Board of Fish meeting with her mind made up already.
But it felt like our words were actually lost on her, and she appeared sort of bizarrely wholly uninterested in what people were sharing.
But others spoke more favorably. Rachel Allen is from the Alaska Peninsula community of Chignik, where Carlson-Van Dort has fished. She says Carlson-Van Dort puts the health of the fishery first.
If Marit has any bias, it's a bias to protect salmon, and I really highly support her, and I hope you will take her.
MatSU Republican Representative Kevin McCabe asked Carlson-Van Dort whether she would rethink any of her positions in the face of opposition from commercial fishing groups.
Would you stand by it? Would you take the same vote today if it was knowing that the opposition you were going to get from the Kodiak fishermen and UFA and everybody, it seems like, on the planet, would you still take the same vote to protect the fish?
Through the chair, yes, I would.
Five nominees were under scrutiny during a marathon six-hour weekend meeting of the Alaska House Resources and Fisheries Committees. Public testimony was limited to 60 people. Two of Governor Mike Dunleavy's nominees have worked for the Pebble Partnership, which seeks a massive open-pit mine at the headwaters of Bristol Bay. Carlson-Van Dort is one of them. Timothy Gervais of the tiny Yukon town of Ruby called out the other.
I regard Abe Williams as a shill and a promoter for the Pebble Partnership.
He's referring to Anchorage-based Williams' day job as a director of regional affairs for the Pebble Limited Partnership. Williams has defended his stance, pointing out that he's from the Bristol Bay region.
I engage with communities that have been closely related to the project. I also have engaged with fishermen over the years and continue to do so right now. On top of that, I fished in Bristol Bay and have for 39 years and continue to do so alongside three of my boys, and will continue to do so until my hair is too gray or I can't handle it anymore.
Appointed last year when the COVID-19 pandemic shortened the legislative session, Williams has yet to be confirmed by lawmakers. Mackenzie Mitchell, an adjunct at the University of Alaska Fairbanks who has worked as a seasonal guide, is in the same boat. MatSU attorney and former Dunleavy legislative aide John Wood is up for reconsideration this year after having only served since 2019. That's because he joined the board to fill a term after the legislature rejected nominee Carl Johnstone, a former state judge accused of inappropriate behavior while on the board. The only nominee that received no critical comments is a longtime member and former chair of the board. Petersburg's John Jensen is up for another three-year term and will be the Board of Fish's only sitting member from a coastal community. Confirmation of all five nominees remains to be considered by a full floor of the House and Senate. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.